Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation. Today I'm joined on the walk to the car by Nico Mendez.
Hey guys.
He is the face behind FC Dallas. He's the face behind FC Dallas Nation. You can find them on Twitter.
Yep, on Twitter as FC Dallas Nation. We have a little weird Twitter handle, so your best bet's probably just typing in FC Dallas Nation. And then you could find my personal Twitter. I really don't tweet that much, but at NicoMX18.
Gotcha. All right, well, we're going to try to, okay, watch your step. There you go. Yeah, try not to die on the way home. That would probably make for lots of good viewing, but my wife probably wouldn't appreciate that. But, so exciting night at the ballpark.
Yeah.
We went up 1-0 and held that lead for quite a while, but in the end had to settle for a 1-1 draw. Nico, what things stood out for you in that match?
Definitely for me, what stood out the most was just the team fluidity and dynamism that the guys had. Despite the result, and of course us going down a man, really didn't help. But the guys looked a whole lot more fluid. It's kind of reminiscent of the FC Dallas team that we saw in the beginning of the season. Guys are making nice interchanges with each other. They're comfortable playing each other's positions. I really love the sound defensive solidness as well. That was something that I felt like was really good in the first game. Just the reason why LAFC scored in that first game was because of just small gaps, defensive lapses. But if the result might not show it, but I honestly felt like Dallas was kind of the better team. Yeah, LA pressed, but Dallas did a really good job of coming out, trying to want to implement their style, moving the ball around, and then of course just, you know, officiating stuff outside of the team's control.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree. The defending was definitely, pardon the pun here, a marked improvement over last time. The especially the individual defending was a lot cleaner. Mm-hmm. You didn't see as many mistakes at the back. You saw people not getting burnt as much. We're gonna try to cross traffic here on World Cup Way. Skedaddle here. Woo. agreed on the defending. I think that's probably my takeaway, at least from the first half. You saw people like Dom Baji getting in on the defense,
yeah, exactly,
and making heck of good tackles. Ja'Cory Hayes was another one. Jesus Ferreira was also in. So a lot of people from the front half of the pitch coming back, making good efforts on the defensive end. You know, as we played throughout the match, you know, obviously different, more defending towards the end once we had that red card. I want to talk a little bit about the penalty kick that was awarded for you, Nico. Penalty or not?
The first one?
The first one, the first penalty.
The first one, I felt
yeah. They were both on Bresson, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were both on Bresson, yeah. So I feel like definitely all the Grêmio fans are be like, oh, we told you so. But that first one, I don't feel like it was a penalty. Yeah, Vela got a bit of the ball, but Bresson was coming in behind and totally got the ball on that one. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was a hard penalty. There's a joke going around in the press box saying that the ball doesn't lie, and I feel like that's totally true. The ball didn't lie on that one. The second one, that's a little unfortunate. Comes down to how people interpret it. Is it ball to hand or hand to ball? I kind of feel like that the ball went to his hand. So definitely, I bet you all those Grêmio fans are like, oh, we told you so. But that one is more understandable. Tough that Jesse got fingers to it, but couldn't stay out of the net. So.
Yep,
I feel like it was half and half on those.
Yes, we're going through a little bit of a dark zone here. Cool. Watch your step here.
Yep.
Okay. So. Let's see. I try not to die and forgot my next thought. The reffing. Nico, as I know, as an impartial journalist here.
Impartialist journalist, yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like I think we're used to it at this point. Yeah, it was kind of bad, but I think that's just at this point we've gotten numb to it. It's almost something that we expect, which is really unfortunate because if we want to grow the sport here in the U.S., yeah, we gotta have good quality play, but at the same time, you also gotta have good officiating as well, and kind of what. We were talking about as well is with those VAR calls, we really don't know what's happening. I'm a huge believer in VAR, but we gotta have communication fixes with the I'm over here.
Oh, okay. We went past this car.
No, right. we definitely got to have a communication fix. So officiating has to. There's room for improvement, and it's a little disconcerting when you have supposedly the one of the best referees in Howard Webb leading this whole pro referee organization.
For sure. All right, I'm gonna make you make a decision here. 11 guys on the pitch, 10 for part of it.
Okay.
Which one of those guys was your man of the match?
So I am kind of a little torn between Bressan and Hollingshead, but I think I would have to give my nod to Hollingshead just because this man has had to go being our starting left back to now playing on the wing and being part of the attack. And then in this game, not basically playing every single position, he was playing on the wing, then we had to play defense for a little bit, then playing in that mid. And
yeah, it's all in the center quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard. Not easy to do just to quickly change your position. But I felt like he was very solid in the entire aspect throughout this game. He was a core part. Maybe it wasn't the flashiest performance. I don't think it was the flashiest performance. But he did play a core part, and there wasn't a lot of mistakes on his part. He really did help out, kind of playing that utility role that everyone calls him.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So for me, I got to pick Jesse. Yeah. I mean, the guy kept us in the game when we probably didn't need to be in the game. The calls don't go our way. He makes the save anyway. There's that curler that Rossi put in from the corner of the box, and he got it, finger on it and hit the post or the crossbar. I mean, the guy put in a shift as keeper. And you know, at the beginning of the season. One of the things that I said about Jesse was that, like, he'll win you, or maybe other people besides me said it as well, but he'll win you some games, he'll lose you some games with some dumb mistakes and some fantastic saves. Fingers crossed, knock on, we'll get concrete around here, but no wood, but knock on wood. We haven't seen a whole lot of those mistakes from Jesse this season, and it's been really refreshing. He's just kind of like waiting for it to happen just because of what the track record, and he's been very solid this season as far as the decision making goes. Barring the yellow card, the time-wasting stuff, but that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. he was on a caution, yellow card caution, or I guess accumulation warning. He lives to see another match, which is good because Maurer is injured.
Yeah, he has a small ankle knock, so.
So hopefully that could have meant we could have seen our first Kyle Zobek appearance, but we didn't. We didn't. So yeah, Jesse Gonzalez, my man of the match. Ryan Hollingshead, his man of the match. All right, again, this is Nico with FC Dallas Nation. You can find this podcast at... you have a podcast too.
Yeah.
Tell me about your podcast.
Yeah, so we do have a podcast. So I host it with our other blog writer. It's called The Burning Bull. You can find us on basically every major podcast platform. But yeah, it's something that we started. We do a little bit of analysis. Now that school's out for both of us, we're hopefully we bring it out once a week. But yeah, it's a small podcast that we have.
Excellent. Everybody be sure and check that out. Our podcast is Dallas Soccer Show. You can find that as well on all the major platforms. You can find us online, DallasSoccerShow.com, at Twitter, at Dallas Soccer Show. Stay tuned after this. I've got a little bit of audio from, got to talk to John Nelson after the match, so I'll put that on the end of here, and we'll see you later. Take it easy, everybody.
See you guys.
So, John, that's your second game in a row against LAFC. What's that experience like?
Oh yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, last time we played on Thursday, I got the start, and I thought, it was a very tough game, playing in their atmosphere, their fans. It was crazy, but it was a good experience for us. And then we came back here today, and I thought we had a really good mentality. We wanted the 3 points. Everyone was looking like we really wanted all 18 players, the coaches, the fans were really into it. It was good. Being 10 men down, or being with 10 men, it's okay. I thought we showed great strength and just kind of what our team's about. We got a tie, and we'll take that and look for the next game.
This is your first season with the team. Mm-hmm. Did you expect to be getting minutes this early on? Or?
I mean, everyone says, hey, you're a rookie, so it might not work out the first season. I'm just got to keep working hard. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm working hard for, myself, Lucci, and the team. And if Lucci wants me to play 90, I play 90. If Lucci wants me to sub in, then I sub in. Just whatever I can do to help the team. But yeah, I'm happy with how I'm doing. And but really, it's about the team. So whatever Lucci wants me to do with the team, then I'll do it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, just a couple questions. Yeah, you want to keep on that?
Yeah, keep on.
Cool. He's looking hella fat right now, too. Look at him, dude.
Okay. Look nice.
Yeah, a little easy now. When you come in a situation, mm-hmm. down a man, mm-hmm. what did Lucci tell you to do when you specifically came into that situation?
No, yeah. When I went over for the sub, and they just told me I'm going as a left back. Have the person in front of me, in this case it was Ryan, just help me, because I mean we're going to be defending most of the time. But I mean, he didn't really say much. I think I knew what I had to do in that situation, and we were going to defend most of the time, and I thought we did well with that.
How is dealing with that press? I know in the first matches you guys kind of struggled, and you guys kind of adapted, but how is that press when it lets you?
It's definitely difficult. They have a very good press, very good players. They like to pinch you in those situations, but I think today we did a lot better with that than we did the other game a few days ago. So, I mean, we're growing, we're getting better.